man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483.
Hello there, and welcome to the Hawk Fanatic Prospect Podcast here on hawkfanatic.com. It is Tuesday, May the 21st, 2:10 p.m. Central Time. Hopefully everybody out there is being safe. A little dicey weather in the state today, and we know how that goes. We're Iowans, and we're used to that this time of year. Appreciate Brevin coming on. I'm joined by Brevin Dahl from ADM, running back, committed to Iowa, signed with Iowa. How are you, Brevin? How are things going as you get ready for college? Graduation's coming. Is it kind of hectic?
Yeah, I mean, going through this graduation process and trying to balance that with the state track meet was a little hectic there, but track's done, and now I can just focus on graduating and heading over to Iowa City.
When is your graduation?
This Sunday. So okay. we just had practice this morning, and then Sunday afternoon is okay. When we have the actual celebration.
Well, congratulations. That's a heck of an accomplishment, too. I think sometimes we take that for granted. My son graduated last year, and I don't think I really appreciated it until I was sitting there and watching him walk. So Hopefully you and your family enjoy that a ton. When do you get to Iowa City?
Moving day is June 9th.
It's coming quick. You excited?
Yep. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready for this next chapter in my athletic and academic career, and I'm looking forward to it.
What are you going to study, Brevin? Do you know?
Not for sure yet. I'm thinking something in the medical field, maybe physical therapy, pre-medicine. I'm not really sure yet. Just something in the health field.
A lot of great options here for that, no doubt about it. Let's start with state track, since that's the most fresh on everyone's mind. Just to catch people up, you missed last track season with an injury, right? And then you missed most of this football season with an injury. Mm-hmm. So that had to have you really, really hungry the last week.
Yeah. Going down with those two injuries was definitely disappointing, and I kind of used this track season as kind of a get back season to kind of prove to myself that I'm still here, and that I just wanted to have a big end of my senior year, and that's kind of what happened. So I'm proud of that.
What were the two injuries? What kept you out of track last year? And then I think I remember your football injury, but I'll let you explain. Mm-hmm.
So for track junior year, I had a hip issue going on. It was a hip flexor strain that kind of just kept tightening up over the course of the season, and then by the end it was just too tight and painful to run. And then my senior year of football, I broke my arm in the third game of the season, so that kept me out for the rest of the year too.
What got you through football season, knowing that you were knocked out and couldn't come back? It was your last year. How did you kind of process that to make sure that you didn't get too down? You know, mental health's important too during those situations.
Yeah, I think that even like you said, the mental part can be even more challenging than the physical side. Like the rehab for my arm that I did through physical therapy and doing exercises, that was just the beginning of the battle. Having to sit on the sideline on Friday night and watch my team lose some games, or not perform as well as if, and like seeing ways that I could help. That was really the biggest challenge for me. And I think kind of just adopting a new role on the team and kind of just being a vocal leader instead of a leader by action on the field was something that I had to accept, and that's kind of what helped me get through it.
Bounce back wonderfully, as you said, a bounce back season in track. I'll bring these up here because I know I'll forget. The prelims was the 10-4. That was the record, right? Well, you
Yes.
broke it twice, I guess, right? Had you
For
broke it
the
before this past week, or no?
I had PR'd in
Okay.
the state qualifying meet. I think I ran a at the state qualifying meet I ran a 10.58,
Okay.
and then at the state meet ran 10.4 in the prelims. The finals had a had some headwinds, so none of the times were really as good for anybody on that day, but
Yes, 100 meters state track last week. Brevin wins the state title, 10.4, which is a state record. It's number 58 in the U.S. this season and number one in Iowa this season. As you said, a headwind in the finals, ran a 10.2, won that. 200, also a state record, 21.10 in the prelims, came back with a 21.5 to win in the finals. 4x2, you guys won 125.55. And then a second place in the 4x1, but it was a state record. Oh, wait, I guess you guys both broke state records, huh? The whoever beat you guys in the 4x1 also said it. So what was that like? That just being able to, I mean, I'm sure you envision those things, but then actually being able to go out and do them.
I think that it wouldn't have been possible without having the guys around me, especially on those relays. For obvious reasons on the relays, my teammates had to run fast for that championship, and then even in the individual race, every day at practice, I come there and we're all battling together. Iron sharpens iron.
Sure.
So never took a day off, and I have my boys to thank for pushing me every rep of every day. So I'm thankful for them.
Had some pretty good guys run in this state through the years, including guys like Tim Dwight, etc. What's it mean to you to have those records with you consider everybody who's ever run?
It's super special. Something that I worked super hard for. And I just feel blessed that I was blessed with the abilities and the mindset and the work ethic to go out there and perform. It's just something that's super important to me, and I'm really happy that I was able to do that.
How does your speed translate to football?
As a running back, I think it's pretty important, especially for breakout runs, finishing runs, and just shooting those gaps that stay open for milliseconds at a time. You got to have speed to be out, get out there and make big plays.
So, are you 100% football now? Are you thinking about track at all in college?
With that big state track meet, that people have been asking me that,
Yeah, I'm sure.
and I don't really know. I think that, obviously football's like my main, like I've that's what I was recruited as to start with.
Did you visit Iowa for track?
I
Yeah, I
took a
thought I
junior day
remember
there.
that. Yeah.
But I think that once I started getting recruited for football, it kind of started dying down a little bit. So, but I haven't really ruled out like that possibility. But certainly track is certainly something that high school track is something I'm gonna miss. So
Yeah, and I probably have to think about time management and academics and all that stuff. Playing two sports is really difficult to do, but you certainly have the aptitude for doing it if you choose to do so. What have you done kind of with track to prepare yourself to get here for football? I mean, what type of does the track training fill that need, or did you do some other things football wise just to get yourself ready?
Yeah, I was kind of this whole spring and late winter was kind of a lot of speed training, and so I think that correlates to football a little bit. And then I paired that with strength and conditioning, doing sleds and just kind of your normal weightlifting program. So yeah, I kind of just did what I normally do in the spring, and now I'll probably start doing some more football related stuff. But yeah, that was it for the spring.
You feel like you'll have some rust to knock off, only playing three games last year and not really getting a full season, and you're kind of preparing for that? Or is it like riding a bike? Just get back on.
I mean, when you take time off anything, it kind of there's something there that you kind of get back into the groove. But especially I've noticed even in the summer, it's just the football field is really my home, and I feel comfortable there. And so once I get out and running, it's a really quick kind of return feeling.
I want to let folks know here. Nope, now you got my page locked up on me. All right. 247 site locked up on me. You need to check into that, guys. Trying to get your offer list from high school.
Oh, yeah.
Let me pull that up. All right here. If I leave anybody out, you can add them. But Iowa, Army, Iowa State, Kansas State, Minnesota, Northern Iowa, Oklahoma State, Princeton, Purdue, South Dakota State. I get them all?
Yeah, I think you're close enough.
Yeah, you had them coming, and then you committed. So I think that probably stopped the flow when you did commit. Did it seem like you had other schools kind of coming in as you, like, closed down your recruitment?
Yeah. It was kind of when I committed, I think that some schools kind of stopped the recruitment on me. They kind of saw that I committed, so kind of stopped, like, tampered down a little bit. Part of committing to Iowa, they tell you not to, they kind of expect you to shut down your recruitment. Don't talk to anybody else. So, there are some other schools that DM'd me, but, I was really just interested in Iowa, and it's where I wanted to be. So it wasn't too difficult for me to just say, nope, I'm committed, and kind of just focus on that.
Have you second guessed at all since you made the commitment, or have you felt like the whole way you it was the right thing?
Nope, I think, in the beginning it felt a little rushed. I was spurred by the commitment of Xavier. Well, that wasn't the reason I committed, but kind of put a little pressure on me, and I think that the recruiting process was super exciting, and I wasn't really I was just kind of enjoying the process, and then once that happened, Iowa gave me a call and said, hey, we're taking one more guy, and we want it to be you, but if there's another guy that commits, then we can't take you. So that kind of put the pressure on, and had lots of talking with my family, and it had always been Iowa, always been a Hawk fan. So it was a pretty easy decision for me, and somewhere that probably knew I was going to end up. But yeah.
Did Coach Betts make that phone call?
It was either Coach Betts or Coach Neiman.
Okay.
I think it was Coach Neiman, my area recruiter. So
okay. What's the relationship like with Coach Betts, and kind of what has he told you his vision is for you?
Yeah. It's super, super strong relationship there. Especially being so close, I can go up on visits and just kind of visit with all the coaches and get to know them. He's said that his vision for me, kind of being, especially with Tim Lester kind of getting the running backs in the receiving game a little more. He could see me being a good receiving back and just using my speed for different things on the field.
Have you like, I watched your highlights, but do you move around the formation at all in high school? And do you feel like that's the versatility as a running back is one of your strengths?
I for sure. They kind of in high school they I feel like my coaches did a good job of kind of putting me in the best position to get the ball in my hands and make plays, and they would motion me out and out to even wide receiver spots and get me in normal routes and kind of out in the flat. So I'm really comfortable in multiple different spots on the field.
It's a full running back room, as you know. A lot of guys in the room. Do you embrace that? Do you embrace that competition?
Yeah, I do. I think that's one of the things that I'm excited about. A lot of the guys that are already there and coming in, they were the best guys at their high school, and so I'm ready to go into a new environment where I'm not necessarily the top dog anymore, and kind of earn my place again and kind of work my way up the totem pole.
Yeah, that's a great approach, and one that usually is successful here. So that's good. Want to let folks know that support for this podcast comes from Systems Unlimited, celebrating 50 years of providing services to people living with disabilities and mental health needs throughout East Central Iowa. A list of their services and upcoming events can be found at sui.org. That is sui.org. Thank you to Systems Unlimited for the great work in the community and the support of our podcast here. We're going to take a break to hear from a few more sponsors, and Brevin and I will be back on the other side. Hang in there.
Hi, this is AJ Perez, managing partner at Deere Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Waukee and Iowa City. I'm so proud of our team at both locations. We are committed to one thing, giving our customers the absolute best when it comes to service and a car buying experience, the kind of experience that brings you back. What makes us different? We believe at Deere, we don't just sell cars, we help people buy them.
Do you need a great electrical contractor or fire and water restoration specialist? Well, contact Lance Bolin at LB Electric and LJ Construction in North Liberty. Lance has served the corridor for many years and is ready to help you. Call Lance Bolin at 319-640-1116. That's 319-640-1116. Or visit LJ_construction on Instagram for licensed and insured electrical work, fire and water restoration, and remodeling.
And we are back to tell you that switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Chad Birch right here in Iowa City can switch you over so you can start saving today. Chad and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood with Chad Birch. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal, like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. Ever do any square dances, Brevin?
I haven't. I haven't done that.
I love that ad. Makes me crack up every time. Thank you to State Farm for supporting the podcast as well. So what is your approach coming in here? Do you push to play right away? Do you just come in, compete hard, let the chips fall? What's kind of your mindset when you get here?
Yeah, I think that kind of mindset that I use throughout this track season. When I run, I don't really aim for a specific time. I kind of just focus on my running and just reaching the highest possible level that I can. And I think that that's kind of the approach that I take in everything. On and off the field. So on the field, I think that I'll just go in and follow the guidance of the coaches and just work as hard as I can to be the best player and person that I can. And I think that that's worked out pretty well for me so far. And if I do that, I think that everything else will kind of take care of itself.
247 has you at 6'1", 190. Is that accurate up to date?
195, 200 now. But I would say 6'1" is correct.
Okay. You comfortable at this weight? Do you feel like you can do what you want to do at this weight? Obviously you're still young, so you get into a good strength program. What are you kind of looking at from a physical standpoint?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I'm faster than I ever have been. And that's kind of been backed up by my track times. And yeah, I think that as long as I feel strong and athletic, my weight is kind of just, it's important to have some weight behind you, but at the same time, it's just for me, it has been more about how I feel athletically. And so yeah, right now I'm not too concerned about going up or down.
Let folks know that haven't seen you play or watched any video of you, kind of what your running style is like, apart from receiving, but more just when you get the ball.
So for especially in high school, getting me out in space was kind of a goal of my coaches, to use my top end speed. And so I think getting out in space is important, but also I feel that I get do a good job of I'm kind of a balanced back, I'd say. I can get out and with speed and beat someone down the sideline, but I can also put a shoulder down and get those extra few yards that my team needs.
In terms of football speed, how do you feel? I know I asked you to translate the track to the football field. Do you feel like you're at a good place now, football wise, speed wise?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think that I had a short senior season to kind of showcase where I was at, but yeah, when I mean I kind of just feel good about that.
Obviously, Iowa runs some different. They do some hat on hat. They do zone, inside, outside zone, things like that. How comfortable are you with those different blocking schemes? What did you run in high school, and kind of what is your, I guess, what is your view of what Iowa does up front for you as a running back?
I think it's a different kind of style than what I did in high school. I did a lot of offset with the quarterback in high school, Aiden Flora. He had a pretty big state track meet as well. He was my quarterback.
We're not talking about him. He's going to Iowa State.
That's
I'm
true.
kidding.
True.
We like you, Aiden.
But yeah, just having that dual threat was big for us. So, we kind of had ran a big option offense. And so, yeah, and I think I'm comfortable with change, and I'm looking forward to that. Really anything that's thrown at me, I'm willing to study the playbook and learn it.
Yeah, and a lot of times the key in zone, as you know, is the patience and letting your block set up and kind of going with the flow of that zone. Have you kind of studied that a little bit and looked at the playbook and kind of gotten a feel for what that's going to be like?
Yeah, part of the official visit I went on last summer was sitting down with Coach Betts and in the film room, and him kind of going through the schemes and everything. And yeah, so I think just doing that, and yeah, they said don't worry too much about it. That they'll really do a good job of answering any questions I have and teaching me when I get up there.
I'm always interested to ask running backs this. How much of it is, success is preparation and, for, what you're, schematically, and how much of it is just natural instinct?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both for sure. I think that in high school, a lot of people can get by on that natural talent. It's just a not as complex system, and I'm ready to embrace that. In college, that preparation is definitely more needed. Especially with the more complex schemes that the defenses run. So, yeah, I think that for me, it's a combination. I definitely watch film on all of the opponents that I played. And even when I went down with injury, I'd watch film and help my other running backs out to see things. And so, yeah, definitely watch, having preparation, you get to kind of have a feel of what might happen before play. But once that ball snaps, anything can happen. So you got to have that natural instinct as well.
What's the vibe like with this recruiting class, Brevin, the guys that are coming in with you?
I think it's great. We're all pretty good friends already. Hung out on the official visit for a while and got to know some guys. And even past that, I ran into like Derek Weisskopf at the state track meet, talked to him for a little bit. And yeah, everyone seems to be in good spirits and just super, super chill with each other.
Do you guys talk about what you want to do in college? Do you talk about, you know, what you want to accomplish together?
We kind of talk about just getting there first, just like who we're rooming with, and it hasn't really gotten to that point yet. But yeah, I think those conversations are definitely in the future.
Who are you rooming with?
Drew Campbell.
Okay. Do you know him at all? In-state, another fellow in-state kid?
Yeah. He's been on a ton of visits that I've been on, and so I've talked to him a little bit. So yeah, I'm excited for that.
For those that don't know, they may know his brother, Jack Campbell. Mm-hmm. He was a pretty good linebacker here, and the Detroit Lions. So
yeah,
Drew's got I love Drew's film, and I saw him play live a couple times. I think he's got a nice ceiling too. Different type of player, but definitely got a high ceiling. Want to let fans get a chance to know you a little bit, so we're going to ask some maybe non-sports related questions. What do you like to do when you are not involved in sports to kind of unwind and just kind of relax?
Mm-hmm. Going out to eat with my friends is a big one. That's kind of our go-to, going to get a bite to eat and play video games.
What's your go-to there?
I like Modern Warfare. Call of Duty is pretty good. Red Dead Redemption. Yeah, not a whole. I mean, I don't play them a ton, but I'll hop on with my friends every once in a while.
Everybody's waiting for the EA college football to come back out. That should be fun. Yeah. Is it? What? It's going to be probably weird for some of you guys to see yourselves in those games.
Yeah. I'm excited for it though. I've been waiting for that game for a while.
Yeah, everybody has. That's going to be a mad rush, I think, for everybody to get a copy when it first comes out. But do you have a go-to spot in town for where you guys go out to eat? Do you mix it up a little bit?
Yeah, probably the go-to spot in town is Fiesta on the square. It's just a kind of a local Mexican place. And then on the weekends, we'll go into West Des Moines or something like that, and kind of part of the fun is the car ride there with all the guys. So sometimes when we just feel like driving around, we'll go into town and get something to eat there.
What's this like for your community? You know, they must be proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, they just show so much support, and they're very, very vocal on both in person and on social media about being super proud. And I have great friends and a great community behind me, so I'm super, super fortunate on that part.
What's your family like? Brothers, sisters?
I have two younger sisters, and one's a sophomore and fifth grade. So yeah.
They're athletes?
Yeah, they are. My sophomore sister is is a basketball player, and fifth grade is she's into like the fine arts,
nice
dance, like dancing, piano, singing. So yeah.
You mentioned Fiesta. Is that your favorite type of food, Mexican food, or what's your, like, if you had a choice to pick one meal, what would it be?
Yeah, I think it's probably Mexican food. I love the I love Chipotle bowls. That's probably my go-to right there.
Yeah, our daughter's a junior in high school. That's her thing too. Always Chipotle with the bowls. So
yeah,
big fan of that. How about home? At home, do you have like a favorite meal that one of your parents makes, or you know, that you guys look forward to at home?
Yeah, kind of a good pre-meet meal that I really like to have before track meets. My mom makes pesto pasta, so that's kind of been my go-to, with a little bit of grilled chicken on top, and maybe some like roasted broccoli from the grill. So yeah.
Coach Brathwaite will love to hear that.
Yeah.
The healthy eating. How about like entertainment wise, movies, TV shows, books, any favorites there?
I've actually started a new series on Netflix, The Resident. It's just a kind of just a doctor like drama show. So yeah, that's kind of my Netflix thing right now. And then don't watch a ton of movies, but I'll go to the theater every once in a while and watch the new like horror film with my friends, or whatever's popular and new, I'll go every once in a while and watch.
I would imagine at this point you're trying to soak up as much time as you can with your friends. This is kind of that stage where, oh no, we got a few more weeks here and then we're going our separate ways.
Yeah. We've kind of stayed busy a little bit with, we had our like senior clap out yesterday, and we had graduation practice today. So we're spending a lot of time as just a whole class together. So it's been nice.
Awesome. Well, Brevin, we wish you the best of luck with your graduation this week, and enjoy the last bit of time that you have at home before coming to college. And we thank you so much for joining us on this podcast.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Hawk Fanatic Prospect Podcast. We'll be back soon with another edition. Thanks. Bye.